Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM. Hi Fiona, how are you?
Very good, thank you.
I'm quite excited about this movie now. I'm going to make a full admission to you. I wasn't super Christmassy until my daughter came along, and now I'm extremely Christmassy. How are you on the Christmas scale?
I'm not very Christmassy all the time, but this film is very good for Christmas. And I mean, I suppose the clue is in the title, isn't it?
So you play a character I love. I've seen the, you know, the shorts and the kind of stills, and your character, Miss Trapper, you're very drawn to her, I think. But my favorite thing, Fiona, is her description, the three words of your character: scary, abrupt, and cutting.
Well, I don't think she's any of those things. I think she's delightful. She has to be set up like that because, of course, in a way, she's the heroine of the event, I hope. She's a very nice person. But actually, it's a really good exploration of all the characters in the village. Yeah. And, you know, oddly, it's interesting for Ireland because it's by the sea, this town, and it's on, you know, it's in the Suffolk coast, and you really get the Suffolk coast, which has got elements of, I don't know, a bit of the east coast of Ireland. But it's, you know, the sea is bashing up against it all the time. It's got a lighthouse. It's got rocks and sea and sand. And it's just a very, very airy town. So it's not a classic country town at all.
Yeah.
And the people in it are very modern and complex.
And that's the thing. So the story is basically about a massive blizzard hitting a town. So Christmas isn't going quite according to plans for a lot of people. Intertwining stories, Richard Curtis. Is that your first time working with Richard?
Yes.
Oh, wow. And he is Mr. Christmas, actually. So there you go.
Yeah.
So it's all the intertwining stories. So when they came to you to do this, what were your thoughts? Did you jump at it?
I jumped at it. I don't do that many animation films. Nobody does that many animation films. They take an age to make. This took years to make. And we had to be connected to it for some years. So we were all very in, you know, for a long time. And of course, you were away doing other things, but they were very, very accommodating. And I mean, Simon and Richard would have been in profound dialogue for all of that time. But I would turn up and both Simon and Richard would give very good direction. I mean, partially is that they're making a thing to match your voice, a voice to match what they've drawn. So it's a funny relationship. But the actor has nothing to do with the design. That's the thing that makes it not like acting.
But I am fascinated by it. And I do love when I like my whole dream was like, I'm living my dream, Fiona, I'm living my dream. I'm a radio presenter. But I also loved the idea of being a voice of a cartoon character, because it's just a different style of acting completely.
Well, yes, except that more and more, you know, it's written, obviously, Miss Trapper is written as a teacher. So there's a teacher like style to the things she says, but the other characters in the town are very, very normal. And so by casting actors who are just, you know, speaking with their contemporaneous voices, you get a real wonderful sense of ordinary world around this slightly heightened aspect, which is what animation is, isn't it? It's slightly silhouetted, and the people both exist almost more intensely and less intensely than humans.
When I knew we were going to be chatting to you, it got me thinking just on the plot of the movie, that growing up, my favorite Christmases were actually, at the time, seemed a little bit, you know, we were worried about it. One time we all had to stay home because my dad wasn't well enough to travel. But they ended up being, the ones that you didn't plan for, ended up being the most magical ones in many ways and the most memorable ones. I don't know if you've had that experience in your life.
Yes, actually, not so many years ago, all the electricity, due to probably climate change, went out in Cork, and I got the last plane from Bristol or somewhere to Cork on Christmas Eve, and everything was dark. And so we had a sort of Dickens Christmas where there was candlelight, and you know, somebody's oven was working somewhere else, but we it was absolutely magical, all candles and light, and it felt really charming.
It's just that you're in the moment then, and you can't be on devices, you can't be, you know,
no,
watching
you
TV. You actually
sit by the fire and drink red wine. It was delicious.
That's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
That's the best way to do it. Cove, you're a Cove native, one of the most beautiful places in the world. I know you do get back quite a bit, don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
Actually, I love going to Cove. We actually live in Cork now, but we used to have a summer house in Cove, and we were brought up in Cove initially. So I go down to Cove visiting, but I don't live there anymore, sadly.
But Fiona, it's such a hotbed for talent, Cork. Like, we've gone all over the world, Cork people.
Yeah, it is. I think it's always been, it's quite a, in some ways, it's a very sleepy town, but it's very creative. And there's a wonderful school of music there, and that has produced a lot of people, I think, both in music and drama. So there's wonderful opera singers, wonderful pianists, and no, we're doing great.
You're doing amazing. Just before I let you go as well, the other cast members, like, it's for that Christmas, like, Brian Cox is terrifying. So the fact that he's actually playing Santa, I think, is a stroke of genius. And you've got Jodie Whittaker and Rhys Darby. You've got so many. I know you were saying you weren't with them directly, but it's just a very impressive cast.
It is. Brian, I know for years because he played Petruchio to my Catherine and the Shrew. So we know each other going way back. So that's weird that Catherine and Petruchio should end up playing Santa Claus and Miss Trapper. But that's the nature of our game.
Oh no, brilliant. I really look forward to it on Netflix. And Fiona Shaw, I know we have to stick to this movie, but I cannot go without telling you, I loved you so much in True Detective. I loved you so much in that.
Thank you very much.
Really. Thank you so much, Fiona. Thank you.
Oh,
Take
thank you.
care. Bye.
Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today.